a few guests who I thank them and, you know, kind of butter them up. But I really owe George a lot because I really want to reach people. I want to warn folks about corrupt things that are happening. I get angry about being oppressed. And he's the biggest outlet to ever just give me free reign and to reach 16 million people a night. And I've been on the show probably 60, 70 times. I haven't counted it in the last 7.5 years. And he took a risk putting Alex Jones on him. And we were growing exponentially way back then. Now it just supercharged us like nitrous oxide on a drag racer. And I just want to thank you again, George, for helping me get the word out.
Well, Alex, you earned your way on the Coast to Coast. When I started doing the program, I didn't know who you were. You know, I was in the paranormal, the unusual, and I kept getting emails from people saying, you ought to put talk show host Alex Jones on it. Well, at that point, brand new, just replaced Art Bell, Mr. Competitive here, doing what I'm doing. I'm going, God, what do I want to promote another talk show host for? But I started getting more and more and more of these emails, and I said, you know what, I better start listening to this guy. So I Googled you. Up came PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. I started listening to some of the things you did, and I said, I like this guy. And I said, you know, he's like a little brother to me. And I said, you know, the things he says are right on. And then you and I had that first program, and it just exploded our phone lines. And that's been our relationship ever since, other than when you pushed me into a lake in Austin, Texas.
Hey, you got to stop with that joke. I've had people come up to me on the street and go, why'd you push George Norrie into the pond? And I'm like,
it's
I didn't.
YouTube. I don't know. I think if you just go into the search on YouTube and go Norrie Falls, you'll see a seven-second clip coming out of the radio station, KLBJ at night, you, me, Dan Heiser, and I hit what I thought was a half-inch puddle of water. I had the sprinklers going on all night, and I hit a half-inch pool of water that ended up being 2 feet deep, and I went right down into it and right on my face, and I had that big event, as you know, the Talk Fest, the next day. I didn't have any backup clothes. I was soaked to the gills. And Dan Heiser had to go out and buy me clothes. I'm in my hotel room, stark naked, waiting for him to get in there with new shoes, pants, and a shirt. And down come the window washers. They come right down to my level, and I'm standing right in front of them. No clothes on, and the guy just keeps cleaning the window. No big deal.
Well, I just want to say, we just played the video, and I am a good 8 feet from you when you fall down. It's Dan Heiser that's behind you.
Harvey Oswald, sure, you're 8 feet away from me.
Listen, we've only got one more segment with you, but it's a long segment, 12 minutes or so. We're going to talk to Henry, Al, Bell, Noel, and Tony. Quick questions or comments for George Norrie when we come back in this next segment. But what's coming up tonight on Coast to Coast AM? What's coming up in the next few days?
First hour, we'll talk a little bit about Egypt and some other mainstream issues with that coast flavor. And then the full show, a little more coasty tonight as we talk with Dr. Richard Boylan about what he believes to be anti-UFO machines that are flying around all over the planet. So we'll get into that with him. And then Friday, I always dedicate it to some fun, unusual things. We're going to be talking to the people from Ripley's, believe it or not, and then we'll have open lines later on in the program on Friday night out.
We've only got about a minute, but what did you think of that strange UFO over the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem?
Dome of the Rock. Bizarre timing. I mean, things are happening. They're weird. Now, in this particular case, I don't know if it's a sign from above or whether someone's got some drone out there just checking things out. Who knows? But I'm telling you, we get some bizarre things. The strangest story, of course, is the crop formation in Indonesia. Indonesia! I mean, the farmer said he was there 6 hours before and there was nothing there. You can't make it that fast, even with 90 people. It makes no sense.
Yeah, I think they're really gearing up for a fake-type UFO invasion. We know under Project Bluebeam that's there as well, and they've got this Battle of Los Angeles coming out. I mean, they're really pushing it. George Norrie is our guest, coasttocoastam.com. Our sites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be right back after this quick break with your phone calls. Stay with us.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Go.
gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, you've only got him for one more segment as he's got to get some sleep for Coast to Coast AM at midnight Central. That'd be 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, coasttocoastam.com. I'm Alex Jones, and there's so many other subjects I could sit here and hog George with, like what does he think of all the crazy weather, the weather weapons, Al Gore saying the cold weather is caused by global warming, the carbon taxes, the government trying to shut down more power plants. But I don't want to hog him, but briefly, what's your view on the carbon taxes crippling our power plants? We can't build new ones, and we're having blackouts everywhere.
It's all a scam to make money, Alex. I mean, this whole thing. What Al Gore doesn't understand, and what so many globalists who support global warming, is that we are in an Earth cycle. This solar system and the planets in it are warming up. Unless I'm wrong, I don't think we have plants and factories and cars on Mars and Jupiter and Saturn. But those planets are warming up as well. The solar system goes through a cycle, and we're going through one right now. Now, is mankind contributing, speeding things up? That's a possibility. I'm not going to rule that out. But this was going to happen anyway. It'll go away, and it'll start again, whether we have people on this planet or not. But the scam to make more money squeezing us. I mean, we should do a show on red light cameras and the ridiculousness of what they're doing to try to raise more revenue. You talk to any police officer in this country, They're opposed to that. They wish these cameras would fall off the pole.
Well, in San Diego, they were forced to remove a few years ago because they weren't even following the law, and they were caught shortening the yellow part of the light so people couldn't stop, and it was causing accidents. Absolutely. Going to phone calls, Henry in California, you're on the air with George Norrie.
Hi, I was wondering about George's opinion about certain guests and the ability for them to just suddenly de-res out. And it's never with a guest that's talking about, you know, a light thing like tarot cards or, you know, something like the Easter Bunny. It's always about a hard-hitting black budget issue.
You know, Henry, let me tell you something. Like Jordan Maxwell, who's been on the program, and just when he's ready to get into the meat of what he's on the show for, his phone goes dead or something bizarre like that happens. It happens a lot. And as you know, I don't believe in coincidences. I mean, there's got to be some kind of phone kill switch somewhere.
Well, we know. Just like the internet kill switch.
Correct. Yeah, so I mean, I think those things happen.
Well, anything else, Henry?
Does he have an opinion about certain ventriloquists that will call in and misrepresent themselves? I don't want to say their names, but I really think Alex has been victim to some of these gag pranks, especially when they did the TSA special, that can bypass screeners. But I really think they're professional.
Well, let me stop you because I haven't heard of this, but it wouldn't be ventriloquists. It would be an imitator, somebody calling in and posing as someone. I have that happen a lot. But more than that, they have these computer boards where they record my voice and other people's voices. And they have hundreds of statements, and then they call into shows and have me threaten people, or they call old ladies. And I've actually had the cops call me before, and I've had people call and say, quit calling my house, and they're doing this as a form of harassment. I appreciate your call.
Boy, that hasn't happened to me yet. That's bizarre.
Do you know what he's talking about, the TSA special you did and something happening?
No, I don't. But, you know, we have done programs where we've had guests on and they have mysteriously been clipped away. And then we try to call them back and they never come back online again. That's strange stuff.
Yeah, I've heard that happen over the years. It's happened to Art Bell as well. Just a brief story. When I was at Bilderberg and covering it on your show in 2008 in Chantilly, and Obama was coming to be there, after it was over, we were at a steakhouse. It had just ended after the 2 days. I called my wife. She told me one of her parents was sick, hung up the phone, and somebody called and said, you know, we're basically from the government. We want you to know we just heard what your husband said to you. So they let her know they were listening, and then they basically, you know, threatened her and did some other things. So, yes, that stuff goes on.
Well, it has been going on, Alex, for a long, long time, but it's getting worse, don't you think?
It certainly is. It's crazy. Let's talk to Al in Texas. You're on with the biggest talk show host overnight in the world and about to take the crown from Rush Limbaugh as the biggest period, George Norrie. Al, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. Much respect to you both. Quickly touching on the telephone phasing out, I used to see the same thing on Matrix News Network when I would watch that when I lived up north. But my main question for you, Mr. Norrie, I don't get a chance to listen to your show a lot. I'm usually asleep. I have to work very early in the morning. I do listen to Alex Jones, and I've heard his take on China, and I agree with a lot of what Mr. Jones has to say about China, but I would like to get your take on what exactly you think or what you think about the Chinese takeover and how everything is going over there. You can't buy a box of matches at Kroger's without it being made in China.
Sure. Good question, Al, from Texas. Thanks for the call. George, your view on Hu Jintao bad-mouthing the dollar at the state dinner, having their pianist play an anti-America song, being the biggest owner of our debt. What's your view?
Well, first of all, real quickly, you can always get StreamLink for 25 cents a day and podcast it. The show will be waiting for you in the morning right there for you, so you don't have to worry about sleep. China has put together one of the most brilliant economic tactics I've ever seen. Here was a nation 30, 35, 40 years ago that could barely do anything. Now they're pumping out everything in a massively growing economy. They are brilliant at what they do. Unfortunately, 75 people run that communist country, and they've got their eyes on Taiwan and everything else, and they're not going to stop. They have incredible patience, and they will continue to do what they do. They already own most of America. They own our debt. We are slaves to them, and it's just a matter of time when they decide to call in their chips.
I agree with that statement, and there's the other facet of the globalists making deals with China and then using regulations to shut down China's competition here in the U.S. That's what Kissinger and others are all about, and it's so dangerous. Bell in South Carolina, you're on with George Norrie.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, Bell.
Hi. I just wanted to say, Mr. Norrie, that I'm very happy with the way the show is going now. I'm really excited about what you're doing, and you're such a beautiful soul. About the weather modification, I have a link for everybody. This particular document pretty much answered the question for me of whether or not the weather's being controlled, and the logical conclusion that I come to is that, yes, it is always, and that every event is being manufactured. It's kind of a long link, but it's on the CFTC.gov site.
Oh, the CFR has a report about weather manipulation. Send us that link. Send that link to George. I appreciate your call, Bell. George, more and more, they just admit that they're doing geoengineering.
Oh, of course they are. We know what's been happening in Dubai and every place else. It's happening. Let me give out my email address, Alex, to any of your listeners who want to send me material. George at Coast 2, you've got to put that T-O in there, coasttocoastam.com.
Let's jam in a few more here because we only got about 3 minutes left with George. Noel in Illinois, you're on the air with George Norrie.
God bless you both. George, I heard your interview with Ty Bollinger the other night. Alex, you should interview him. This guy is unbelievable. He is fighting the resistance. He is V4 victory. Two questions quickly. George, your thoughts on Big Sister Homeland Security being brazenly out in the open with everything. She will make her debut on the Super Bowl with a commercial. If you see something, say something.
That's right. They're using taxpayer money to force their messages on us.
The only victory we've got is they're doing away with that lousy color scheme, which I hated from the get-go.
What's your view on the telescreens going in stores all over the country saying, watch your neighbor?
Do you remember years ago we would watch films and movies where you'd see Big Brother on a huge screen talking to us constantly while people walked and shopped? That's where we're headed. That's going to happen. I think it's horrible, but it's going to happen, Alex. You're going to have these screens all over the planet where you'll have this Big Brother, maybe even a computer-animated guy looking at you, right? Just saying, do this, do this, do this.
Unbelievable. And, you know, they are...
Yeah.
They're doing it. It's happening. Last caller for George Norrie. You can hear more of him tonight, Midnight Central, coasttocoastam.com. Ryan in Texas, you're on the air.
This is the first time I've actually got through. I appreciate you taking my call. I had a question for Mr. Norrie about the glass tubes of Mars, actually.
Well, it's an incredible story. You know, if you believe that Mars was once inhabited, then you have to believe that it was intelligent life and that they built structures on Mars, on the moon, and God knows where else. I happen to believe that there are extraterrestrials out there in the universe, that we've been visited before, and we might even have been seeded. So it's entirely possible that there are structures on these other planets and moons throughout our solar system.
Well, I know this. There's ice caps on Mars, and they claim they found evidence that there was life there. And I don't think we're the only creatures in this universe of hundreds of billions of admitted galaxies. The problem is there's just so much conflicting information out there, but folks can decipher through all of it and try to make up their own mind, certainly at coasttocoastam.com. George, we're about to end this segment. I want to say bye to you briefly during the break, but I just want to thank you for, again, exposing my information to 16 million people. That's 16 million every night, a lot more than that over the years. And just appreciate the work you're doing for the First Amendment.
Well, Alex, I'll continue to do it, and you continue to do what you do, and maybe one day we'll win this battle.
Well, I mean, we should have talked about that. Do you agree the tide's turning, the awakening is accelerating?
The awakening is accelerating. I'm not sure we're winning yet, but at least it's accelerating.
At least we're in the fight. Well, that's George Norrie of CoastToCoastAM.com, second biggest syndicated program in the country and going out worldwide via Premier Radio Networks, and we appreciate George and everybody else's help getting us on XM. We start weekdays live instead of being re-aired at night.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237. Their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-326.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to continue in this segment with other important news, and in the next segment I'm going to break down the globalist seizure of our power infrastructure, our entire economy, our banking system that is coming up, and how Obama's pledge to shut down and bankrupt the coal industry in this country, the power plant industry, is now bearing fruit by rolling blackouts nationwide. Especially here in Texas, hospitals don't have power. You name it, but don't worry, the Super Bowl does. Hospitals right next door don't. So that is all coming up, and it ties into Enron and how they would do rolling blackouts on purpose, training people to accept higher prices. Very important information. George Norrie joining us coming up later. Nomi Prinz, Goldman Sachs insider. Brad Meltzer, of course, of the show Decoded, jam-packed transmission for you today. Continuing here, some good news, and this shows the pressure that's being mounted. Politico reports Senate repeals part of health care law. The Senate voted last night for the first time to repeal a piece of President Obama's health care overhaul, President Saturo, rolling back a new tax reporting requirement that's been universally panned by business owners. And the one provision that they've now repealed is the 1099 tax documents on all cumulative purchases from a single vendor. So that means a mom and pop, you know, let's say you sell 4 or 5 quilts a year to customers. Well, now you've got to file a 1099 on those specific things you're doing and even more paperwork. They estimate close to $50 billion a year is spent in the U.S. just complying with the income tax law alone. I know we do here. I mean, we have accountants, the whole nine yards, very expensive, and the laws are constantly changing, and it's all baloney paid to the private Federal Reserve, but we choose our battles here because they would definitely clap me in irons in a minute if I didn't pay this money to the Federal Reserve, but we continue to expose them via the First Amendment to remove these criminals. It was included in the health care law because they thought it would raise $17 billion in previously uncollected taxes. But a bipartisan coalition of business groups have opposed the provision, arguing that it would bury them in paperwork. And so now the House concurs with the Senate move. Because a spending bill has to originate in the House. They'll be able to get rid of it. So that's certainly some good news. We need to repeal the entire unconstitutional monstrosity. I'm going to get more into this later. But we've talked a lot about this yesterday. Anwar al-Awlaki, Fox News Associated Press reported 5 months ago, the Pentagon confirmed, was in secret meetings 2 months after 9/11. This was the number three guy in al-Qaeda at the time. Number three. They're now saying he's the top al-Qaeda guy under bin Laden, so I guess number two. Number two guy under the imaginary Easter Bunny or the Lucky Charms elf. But they're now saying that Anwar al-Awlaki, who was most wanted at the time for 9/11, but then he's secretly hanging out at the Pentagon with the Secretary of the Army and the top brass, this is the guy who they form connections with. He's the guy that reportedly, boy, he's busy, talks to the underwear bomber and runs that. He runs the Times Square bombing. He runs the shoe bomber. He runs the Fort Hood shooter. And he's in emails with all of them, commanding them, in some cases, in hundreds of communiques on what to attack and what to do, in some cases for years. And then magically the State Department's ordered to help the underwear bomber get on the plane with the fake bomb. That's all confirmed. So here is a direct connection to the government staging these events through a mentally ill or mentally retarded in some cases, or low-grade moron type individuals that they go out and find and recruit. Now, really, who these people are talking to is the FBI and the CIA. And then they just say, Anwar al-Awlaki, and then he's a known globalist operative who will take the blame later and who is left alone. But here's ABC News. Airline employee plotted with al-Qaeda leader, prosecutors say. Anwar al-Awlaki communicated with encrypted messages with British Airways employee. Man, he's everywhere. Why, he's involved in the 7/7 bombing 6 years ago in London. He's involved in everything. I mean, how much more of this garbage are we going to take? How much more of this are we going to buy into? We know the globalists, through Anwar al-Awlaki, are finding patsies to go basically promote an attack. Separately, you've got the Portland situation a few months ago, all these other events where the FBI admits, even mainstream news says they're staging it. They go find normally some person out of prison who isn't even originally a Muslim, like this Martinez character, and they go to them and they say, cook the bomb, here's where you bomb, and then they try to let them carry the bombing out with fake bombs. And it's just the same thing. And then they use this as a way to take our liberties and take our freedoms. So there is that report. Also, another report I'm going to get to later. WikiLeaks, U.S. and China in military standoff over space missiles. The U.S. government supposedly threatened to militarily attack China over this. Stay with us. It's all coming up. We're going to get into the carbon tax.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Siege is the most ancient form of total war. If you look at the ancient city-states, when enemies would invade their regions, their favorite tactic would be to have overwhelming force and drive the inhabitants, the agrarian farming inhabitants, into the fortress citadel, and then cut off the stream or river, divert the river going into the city-state, the walled city, and wait sometimes months or even years while they starve to death inside and become so weak that they give up and open their gates and are then conquered. And that's what globalism is. That's what the New World Order is. If you go back 360 years ago, roughly, the French developed something called mercantilism. The French were building an empire at that time in the Americas, as the French, the British, the Dutch, and others were. And they found that if they allowed their provinces, if they allowed their colonial holdings to develop any finished good industries, if they allowed them to weave the cotton into clothing, if they allowed them to produce their own firearms, if they allowed them to produce their own pickaxes and shovels or their own primitive factories, that they would routinely then rebel and try to set up their own sovereign nations. But if they could be kept completely dependent on the British, on the French, on the Dutch, on the Spanish ships coming into their different provinces that they controlled, their different colonial holdings, then they could keep the price very low, keep them very poor, keep prices down, and then ship the finished goods back to France, back to England, back to Spain, back to other European imperial nations, and then sell those finished goods back to the colonial slave holdings. This was just a modern, more modern version of feudalism, where on average in feudal England, feudal France, feudal Spain, Portugal, if you go study the history, and I'm going to get to the power plants being shut down, that's what's happening in modern time, it's a form of siege, artificial scarcity. But it's, if you don't know history, you're doomed to repeat it, as Lord Acton said. He also said, power tends to corrupt, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And so through that mercantile system, they were able to keep their competition out in the different nations that they controlled or colonies that they had created. Also, they would have imperial licensure. It would be illegal to sail a ship or carry goods or brew beer or make clothing or smelt silver or have a blacksmith shop unless you paid a license. But that wasn't enough. You had to get approval for the license, and that was the attempt to block the Renaissance that was starting at the time. And everything we've seen in the last 360 years, this is all mainline history, just not taught in schools, has been an attempt by the robber baron class, the ruling royal class, the insider class, to shut down their competition. And we see modern examples of this. The healthcare law, written by the insurance lobby on record, forces 30 plus million Americans to buy their insurance. Then it allows the insurance companies to set what type of medical care can be given. So you pay more money but get less care, takes doctors out of the equations. And now they hand out hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of waivers to massive companies and to Obama contributors and unions to where they do not have to get the health insurance, but you and your company that's not part of the insider group and can't give millions of dollars in campaign contributions, you have to get the insurance, and now you can't compete with the McDonald's across the street with your restaurant. You go out of business. Now, that's modern mercantilism. But if you go back to feudalism that began to fall in the last 500 years, and then mercantilism 140 years later or so was the response to that, and mercantilism was just the French term for what the British and others were already deploying. But it was codified in economic theorem and taught in the universities as a way to control. It was taught as a way for the empire to control. This is not debated. This is in the text issued to the imperial legates, the imperial governors of the time. This is a system. That's what globalism is the modern version of that. But if you go back to the previous feudal system, on average, the populations, and it's still like this in Japan, who was feudal, and still is to a certain extent in England and France, and every system creates the same system because it makes sense for ruling classes. They want to control you by making you poor, by making you dependent. But in the old feudal system, roughly 80 to 90% of the land was off limits. You had to get a license for what type of crop you could grow. You had to give roughly, on average, 20% to the local lord. You weren't allowed to have hunting dogs. You weren't allowed to take rabbits. You weren't allowed to take deer. And it was a system, and that's what modern environmentalism is, to shut down and to have everybody completely on the edge of survival, on the edge of starvation, malnourished and weak. That's why many elites wrote and bragged about how they'd be 6'4", and the little people, whether it was France, Japan, or England, they would be 5'2". I mean, if a man was 5'5", he was seen as a giant, if you go back 500 years ago. Because for generations, they were kept on the edge of starvation, in rags, sick, debilitated, not getting enough minerals, snot running out of their noses. That's how it was described, just dirty hovels. And if they caught you in the winter as your wife and children were starving, if they caught you with a rabbit trap, and they did almost daily inspections, the local thugs that worked for the sheriff or the constable. And if they caught a stew pot with a rabbit, that was one of the most common, they would take you out in the public square and the next day tie you up, the most favorite way to do it, and walk up with a knife and slit your throat in front of everyone. Or they would hang you high because your children had their ribs sticking out, our ancestors, their ribs sticking out of them, starving to death. And if you dare kill a rabbit, you are dead, 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 dead. And that's what controlling how big our toilets are and our light bulbs and our houses and our cars. They build this infrastructure dependent on fossil fuels. Now they start shutting it off. Now they start controlling it. And they state they want a post-industrial neo-feudal state. That's in the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment 1996 document. It's at the end of my film, screenshots of the text as I read it aloud in 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, 2002 release, 9 years ago. It is a complete plan. And to understand what's happening with the power plants, you've got to understand this. And when you understand what's happening in history, you understand what's happening currently. And they would keep people on 10 to 20% of the land. They had to give roughly 20% of what they produced to the establishment. And any of the finished goods or silversmithing or blacksmithing or goldsmithing or any of the supposed higher level small middle class jobs, those were tightly controlled, and huge taxes and bribes had to be paid the local lords, who in turn hired thugs to control you, and then the lords would pay it on to the king or to the barony, who would then pay it on to the king. This is history. This is what the globalists are setting up today, but a high-tech version. Now, I'm going to get into what's happening with the power plants now and the rolling blackouts all over the country and how this is part of a design right now and how this is neo-feudalism and serfdom and a modern mercantile model. But first, I want to play one of many clips of Barack Obama during the campaign speaking to a newspaper in an interview, saying, we are going to bankrupt the coal companies, the coal plants. Sure, you can build a coal plant, but the EPA is going to put taxes on you so high you will go bankrupt. Now remember, 51% of our power is supplied by coal. Here's that clip.
So if somebody wants to build a coal power plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum for all that greenhouse gas that's being emitted.
There you have it. We're going to bankrupt you because the tax is going to be so high. Now, enter into this that China builds, and I see different numbers in the press, 3 to 4 to 5 power plants per week. Huge coal power plants. They're building fast rail. They're building railways, roads, everywhere. But the United States, Canada, Western Europe, with our criminal governments, controlled by the Club of Rome and the Bilderberg Group, who openly write policy papers out of Club of Rome calling for a post-industrial world. We have the head of the Goddard Space Center saying, I want a post-industrial America. We've got to shut off the infrastructure. Then they lie and say that the coal is dirty. Well, if you go back to 1996, Bill Clinton took several million acres of land off use for mining for the only clean coal deposits, completely clean, doesn't have any lead, mercury, arsenic in it, in this hemisphere. The second biggest deposit in the world. The only deposit of any worth in this hemisphere. China has the only other one, and it's the biggest. Instantly, and it was in the press at the time, when he federally did an executive order and blocked any companies mining that clean-burning coal, after he put rules in that you have to use clean-burning coal, which the companies want to use. It's much less expensive to use that coal because you don't have to spend all the money, you know, with the scrubbers and the filters. That company stock within 1 week in China doubled. And guess who was invested in it? Henry Kissinger, George Herbert Walker Bush, Bill Clinton, Al Gore. Same system again. Mercantilism. By controlling the regulations, they shut down coal American companies could get in and get and supply. They've got to get the coal under rules, so now they've got to buy it from China, who has sweetheart deals. China's run by the internal Communist Party. It's really just modern feudalism called communism. They know how to work with the feudal lords here. So it's another deal. But it gets worse. It gets much, much, much worse. Here's an article out of February 2nd, out of the Examiner, the Washington Examiner, illustrating what I've been saying. Obama issues global warming rules in January that is saying they're going to massively decrease the output of every power plant in the country, not owned by GE. So we'll have power shortages. But don't worry, we can buy from all the huge power plants built right across our border, anticipating this inside baseball move from Mexico. And now that's where Texas is getting its power during this cold spell, is out of Mexico, the Associated Press is reporting. Again, sweetheart deals right on the border. What did I report in 2008 when Rick Perry went, 2007 when Rick Perry went to the Bilderberg Group meeting in Istanbul, Turkey? What was in the released minutes of speeches when Bilderberg released some of them? They were talking about shutting down power plants in Texas that supply five surrounding states. Number one power producer in the world geographically. Texas. Number one. Meanwhile, China has no controls on their dirty coal and the clean coal they're burning. It goes up into the atmosphere, comes right around to the jet stream, and guess where it dumps? Between New Mexico and Louisiana, with Texas being the center point of that key jet stream that goes over the industrialized areas of China and dumps right in over Texas. So we're getting the lead, the mercury, the arsenic, no controls. But then, going back decades ago, they put scrubbers in all of our plants. It's a good idea, where they go through many, many layers of water spraying over the smoke to where nothing comes out but water vapor and carbon dioxide. But they know the public is ignorant. So they'll point news cameras at a generator, at a large factory heating or cooling system when it's cold weather. Right outside my office, there's a factory 200 yards from here, and it looks like smoke's pouring all over the street. I heard other people from another company going, my gosh, look at all that smoke. Is it safe? They actually were doing that last year when it was smoking. It's freezing cold. There's high humidity, and they've got a giant heating and cooling system across the street at the factory, and it's water vapor in the cold air, just like when you breathe in cold weather, and it looks like smoke. It's water vapor and carbon dioxide. I know you know that, but school kids and Americans that watch TV, they point cameras at smokestacks. Those aren't smokestacks. Those are the scrubber towers with layer after layer after layer. Sometimes it's in the dozens, depending on what type of coal they're burning. It's going up through water, spraying on it, and all of that is purified out and then stored and then put into our water supply. It's called sodium fluoride. Look it up for yourself. So Obama's so worried about carbon dioxide and water vapor, but then he wants you, and the government wants you, to drink the toxic waste from it. Oh, there is toxic waste from it that could just be stored. But no, it's put in our water supply, and we drink it. But I digress from the heart of the matter. Obama issues global warming rules in January, gives General Electric an exemption in February. General Electric, the largest coal-powered builders in the world, they're also the biggest builders of dams, hydroelectric, they have been given a waiver, and they have a link to the Obama-issued waiver. Because remember, Obama now, Congress didn't pass these new carbon taxes. They didn't sign on to Kyoto. And so Texas is the only state to say, well, we're not going to follow the EPA just because you say so. You don't have a law. Congress said no. And Obama says a month and a half ago, well, I'm seizing Texas power plants, seizing the regulations of them, putting federal inspectors in and saying you will comply with non-existing laws. But then it's all selective. Right over the border, the dirty Mexican power plants that run just like China, they're now going to supply Texas, but they're insiders. They knew about this change coming. They get the waivers here in the U.S. and in Mexico, like General Electric is. So that's what's happening here. And as a response to all of this, here are the headlines. Mammoth storms leaves bitter cold destruction. Blackouts anger Dallas hospital, CBS News. And they're asking, why does the giant new Texas stadium get a waiver? Why are they getting power? Well, you got to keep everybody distracted with that football game while the hospitals don't have power. I mean, it usually takes me 20 minutes to get to work. It took me like 45 yesterday. There was no ice on the roads in Austin to speak of. A few bridges, I guess. I saw some on the edges. But there were no streetlights on major roads like 360. No streetlights and no police directing traffic. They just turned the streetlights off. But, oh, there was a waiver for government buildings in the downtown. And there's a waiver for the new mega Cowboys stadium that they built. Just like there's a waiver for everything else. Oh, you're an insider? You don't have to get health care for your employees. Oh, you're an insider? You can have your plant. Oh, you're China, where the globalists have built their sweetheart deal factories? You don't have to have any cuts, but America does. What's going to happen to our economy with this? What's going to happen in California that went ahead and agreed to the 20% carbon tax on basically all activity in California? What's that going to do to the already 30% unemployment that even 60 Minutes reports they've got there? Over 30%. 22 nationwide. This is globalism. And Obama is making good on his pledge to shut down industry and to shut down. And it's an act of treason. It's an act of war. He's a globalist stooge. It's all insider deals. It's discriminatory against other companies. They're lying about what's going on. And I got the reports here in Kansas, in South Dakota, in Texas, where they're not letting them build new plants that have even been permitted. I'm going to cover that when we come back. China can have 3 to 5 a week. We can't get 2 or 3 new plants a year. Can you put that together?
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire problem. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody
Naomi Prince is going to be joining us, former Goldman Sachs insider. George Norrie needs no introduction. Brad Meltzer today. Jam-packed. This report just went up at PrisonPlanet.com, and it's going up at InfoWars.com. And, of course, the headline is, Obama's blocking of new power plants triggers nationwide blackouts. This story is so important. Please get it out to everyone you know. Call Rick Perry. Call the Attorney General Abbott, who is trying to countersue, and tell him it's time to point out that this is treason. This is economic warfare against our country. This is discrimination. This is waivers given to General Electric, who Obama has now brought in as the head, the former head of GE, as the head of his economic board that decides all these inside sweetheart deals. This is so off the chart corrupt. Again, Obama issues global warming rules in January, gives GE an exemption in February. Texas in showdown over U.S. carbon regulations. Regulations, not law. Here is the Houston Chronicle dealing with the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality being pressured by the EPA to not allow the activation of a $3.2 billion coal-powered plant that's been built in Corpus Christi, and they're trying to keep it from being turned on. I've got another big stack of reports here where all over the United States, they are shutting down existing plants or not allowing new plants that were built to be turned on. And what's the response? Blackouts anger Dallas hospitals. They don't have power, but the stupid Super Bowl stadium does. Again, why was Cowboys Stadium exempt from blackouts? CBS News. Here's AFP. Mexico supplies electricity to Wintery, Texas, because they don't have the rules to follow. They're allowed to have power plants. So now they supply us, where the globalists have sweetheart deals, where only select companies are allowed to go down and set up plants in Mexico. Because when you have a tyranny in place, it knows how to work with the insiders. Here's another one. Obama, EPA blocks South Dakota coal power plant. Here's another one. Governor Sebelius banned new coal plants in Kansas. Goes on and on. Georgia judge blocks coal plant on global warming grounds. And they're having power outages and blackouts all over the country. Texas agency grants power plant permit over EPA objections. So the feds come in and just shut it down. They are shutting off our power. The TSA is now seizing infrastructure, travel, the roads. The federal government's setting up threat fusion centers, federalizing local police, seizing local governments. The feds are coming into the state of Texas and saying, we don't care if you follow the original federal law. We got a new regulation for you. Cutting how much power the plants can produce, not letting new plants open. This is an act of war against the United States. And it's outrageous. And it dovetails with something very, very important. Back in 2005, we wrote the article, Paul Watson and Alex Jones, The Myth of Peak Oil. The Myth of Peak Oil. The Myth of Peak Oil. And it gives, you can click through and read articles and documents that the Associated Press got in lawsuits on 2005-2006 meetings with the big five oil companies meeting now 15, 16 years ago, to quietly buy up oil refineries owned by smaller companies and shut them down so there'd be an artificial bottleneck. We're awash in oil, natural gas, and coal. They have to artificially lobby for regulations that shut down their competition. And then they claim that a bunch of ragtag hippies did this. They had nothing to do with it. That's coming up because this takeover, this planned economy is for the insiders, and it's going to destroy our middle class and our free market civilization and our standard of living.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.